Despite all the pleas for mercy for the Bali Nine co-ringleaders, Andrew Chan and Mayuran Sukumaran, the pair has been executed by Indonesia. It happened at around 3:25 our time. Six others have also been killed, but the life of a woman from the Philippines has been spared at the 11th hour. The news of the deaths has sparked a highly emotional reaction from the families. Andrew's brother Michael taking to social media to say, "I have lost a courageous brother to a flawed Indonesian legal system. Somebody who has fought hard for Andrew and Mayuran to be spared the death penalty is their lawyer, Peter Morrissey. He says he's gutted.
I'm feeling very sad. You know, we foresaw that this was likely to happen. So, you know, we're all prepared to some limited extent with it. But, gee, you know, when it comes along, it hits very hard. They're two beautiful blokes. They've become beautiful blokes and they were very full of life. So it's a sad thing to happen. Stay sad for a long time.
Boys, this case, it's been going on for years with so much talk about what could happen, but it's real now.
Yes, it certainly is. And we're not the only ones feeling the pain this morning. You know, there were a number of people executed overnight. I know the Brazilians pushed very hard for their citizen. But, just like what happened with Tony Abbott, their pleas from President Widodo were just totally ignored.
Yeah, it's the first thing I thought about when I woke up this morning, and I didn't think I would. It's something that I think's become pretty real with all the coverage, both in print media, us, TV. It's the only thing people want to talk about in the streets. It's a sad morning.
Yeah, I think I've changed my mind over the last 6 months too on, you know, what I wanted to happen to the two guys. And as Maddie said earlier, the flawed legal system is the thing that sort of has tipped me over to think that they should have been spared.